You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Marlins reporter Joe Frisaro. And Joe, the Marlins continue to play good baseball, and they hit the Cubs at a good time. I guess you can look at it two ways. The Cubs seem like they're struggling a little bit, but Marlins playing good baseball, maybe they're the reason for that. Either way, the Marlins take 3 of 4 from a team that most people say is the best team in baseball right now, or certainly in the National League. And Sunday, Jose Fernandez rises to the occasion against a lineup that's obviously powerful with this Cubs team, and he gets it done again, and it seemed like a kind of an exclamation point as we head towards the All-Star break for Jose Fernandez to shut down a Cubs lineup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Tim. And it's, you know, you can't really take anything away. They beat Lester. They beat Lackey. And, you know, and then they win their Jose game. So, you know, I'm not taking anything away from a shorthanded Cubs team. The Marlins are playing really well, and they're doing what the teams are doing. They're playing against anybody and holding their own. And I think they've proven all year they could play with the best in the National League. They went out to L.A., swept the Dodgers 4 there. They've won at Washington. They've won at New York. They beat Pittsburgh 3 of 4. And at homestand, they took 3 of 4 from the Rockies as well. So this is a team that's kind of hitting its stride right now. You know, they're getting contributions from an awful lot of people. Stanton's starting to wake up, and that's obviously a really good sign for the Marlins. Back into the bullpen remains really, really good. And, you know, if Adam Connolly and Wei-Yin Chen pitch like they did in their last starts, and Tom Kohler's been solid. They got 4 really good starting pitchers. So a lot of things are lining up, and I still think it's a team that hasn't played its best baseball yet.
Yeah, and Stanton, you mentioned heating up and coming through with big hits, too. It was good to see on Friday a couple big hits against the Cubs. You mentioned 4 solid starters. I guess if there's any question mark on this team right now, it's a fifth starter, but that's true of pretty much every team in baseball. But when you look at the Marlins situation at that 5-hole, they signed Jeremy Guthrie to a minor league deal. I don't know what that means. He's a guy that who knows what's left. But who's the best option to fit that fifth role? I know you wrote a couple weeks ago about internal options, Austin Bryce, Luis Castillo. Where do the Marlins go with that number 5 starter?
Yeah, I think they may just go right back to Justin Nicolino.
Yep.
Nicolino's down in AAA. He's made a couple of really good starts. Paul Clemens is obviously a stopgap guy right now. That's, you know, a guy that they had in spring training with him, a guy with a little bit of experience a couple of years ago in the big leagues with Houston. And, you know, he's the type of guy that maybe will slide into depth as a reliever at some point if he gets sent back down. Austin Bryce is at AA. He probably will get a AAA call up at some point. He's already kind of working out of the pen right now because I think they look at him as a second half bullpen piece. And fifth starters, you know, like you said, Jeremy Guthrie is a guy they're just taking a flyer on to see if there's anything left. And he signed a minor league deal. It's a low risk, obviously, type of signing. He still has to pass his physical, when assuming he does that. He goes to AAA if he shows anything. He obviously has pitched in the big leagues and has a track record. So he kind of falls in, and I anticipate they're going to try to swing a trade between now and August 1st. And the question is, can they do something without taking somebody off their big league rosters, which is what they really do not want to do.
Yeah, that's why one of the reasons you have prospects, I guess, is to make a deal like this once you're in contention. And the Marlins are showing right now, I think, that they're in it to stick this year, and they will be buyers. It'll be interesting. Big game coming up for the Marlins. They take on the Braves at Fort Bragg down in North Carolina, Joe, and it's kind of a neat thing for Major League Baseball. It's historic. There's a lot of levels here. First time that they're going to play a real Major League Baseball game on a base like that. They basically built a Major League stadium at Fort Bragg, and if you've seen the video on MLB.com, it's fascinating how they built up the stadium, and it's pretty much going to be just troops and military people that'll be at the game watching the Marlins take on the Braves. I know you've gotten a chance to talk to lots of the players about this experience. What have you gotten a sense for being what players are most looking forward to?
I'm just kind of amazed, and amazed might be the wrong word, but there's just so much excitement. You know, baseball is such a grind and such a daily routine, and and players kind of, you know, try to keep that levelness no matter where they're going. But there's really a genuine excitement to a man about going to Fort Bragg, and it's going to be obviously tough travel because they're just going to kind of fly into Atlanta and get out of there, get to Fort Bragg, and then play a 4 o'clock, play Sunday night game in Fort Bragg, and then play 4 o'clock at New York on 4th of July. So, you know, a lot of stuff that could be looked at as a distraction. Instead, it's like kind of the theme of the players is no matter what hardships they go through, the military and those, you know, men and women who serve this country so well, that they do more. You know, their day starts a little earlier. They're asked to do things a little more grueling and with a lot more at stake. So I think there's a real appreciation for this trip. There's, like I said, genuine excitement. I know I'm looking forward to going as well because no one really knows what to expect. You know, the players going to have, I guess, a block of time in the morning. They get in. They got, a 4 or 5 o'clock game on Saturday at Atlanta. We'll head to Fort Bragg immediately after. In that morning, they have like a 4-hour block where they're going to, you know, go around the base and, you know, meet with the troops, kind of get a little feel of what their day is like. And that should be very exciting. And then just to see how the game's, you know, pulled off, the logistics of it, or, you know, how that field's going to play. And like you say, there's just going to be in the audience there in the stands, I think it's like 12,500, 13,000, whatever, is going to be military personnel and their families. So obviously it's going to be a very unique atmosphere, and tied around the 4th of July weekend will just add to the flavor of patriotism and just kind of a, they're really celebrating the 4th in a very interesting way, in a way I think if they pull this off, it could be a tradition for years to come.
Yeah, and everybody in the country can pretty much tune into that game because it is the Sunday night game. It'll be broadcast on ESPN. You mentioned the teams getting there early in the day and spending time at the base with the troops. Will that be Marlins and Braves kind of together, and then they go play each other on the field, or are they going to be separated a little bit? Or it seems like it's going to be an interesting mix.
I can't answer that, Tim, if they're going to go together. But I imagine they got separate tours. From what I understand, the place is massive. It's you know, there's a good way to not bump into anybody if you if you don't intend to. Mike Dunn, Marlins reliever, he, a couple of years ago, right before spring training started, he went as part of a Fox Sports spring training to the troops deal that they did that brought several players from around the league to Fort Bragg. So he actually has been on the base and got up early and did the four-mile runs and, you know, got down and dirty in the trenches. So he's going back. He's kind of interested to see if he remembers anyone, sees anyone he recognizes. Some people have kept in touch with him on Twitter, but you know, he's very much, it's going to be interesting to hear his perspective once he gets back there for how it looks now compared to then.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody involved, I think, and I think a lot of people are going to tune in and check it out. Like I said, ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, it'll be the Marlins and the Braves. And then 1 week after that game, Joe, it's the All-Star break, and obviously there'll be plenty of players heading out to San Diego. When you look at this Marlins team, I think Marcell Ozuna has to be an All-Star. Jose Fernandez has to be an All-Star. And then we talked about it a couple weeks ago, I think, the possibility of A.J. Ramos. 33 straight saves now. It's a record for the club. When you look at the Marlins and the All-Star game, do you think those are the names? Is there somebody else I'm missing? And can all three of those guys go?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all deserving. I think if you even throw in JT Realmuto, his WAR among all 30 catchers is 5. You know, he has been a real quiet surprise that people don't realize how good this player is. But, you know, basically the 4 ahead of him are those you kind of think would be ahead of them. Buster Posey, Wilson Ramos, topping it, Salvi Perez. He's in a very, you know, his WAR's higher than, you know, Yadi Molina. He's hitting over 300 or right about 300 and been really good. And I think, you know, Yelich hitting well over 300. He's a guy that's tracking towards being an All-Star. And, in a sentimental way, what about Ichiro? You know, if they were to, you know, obviously baseball does that type of thing for players kind of towards the end. If they have something going on, they get him in. Now, obviously, Ichiro hasn't announced his retirement. This would be his last year, but I'm not sure he's ever going to be any better than he is now. If there's some people dropping out outfielders, do they do that type of move and bring Ichiro aboard and, you know, see the kind of international, you know, appeal that he brings. So those players all kind of intrigue me to see, you know, what is finally decided on. And as you always know, Tim, guys, you know, like you say, Ozuna probably is, Jose to me is a lock. He'll be on there. Ozuna, it's good to see he finally cracked the top 15 in votes, which showed that he's the least people are recognizing late. And I even forgot to mention Prado's doing really well among third basemen. So, you know, this team has a lot of deserving people, but I think if you had to pick two, if you're just basing it on numbers, it's really hard to say Jose and Marcel aren't one and two.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, if Ichiro gets there, that'd be neat. Then you'd have kind of a celebration on both sides. You'd have Ichiro for the National League, and obviously David Ortiz is going to get a lot of attention for the American League squad as far as guys nearing the end of just tremendous, likely Hall of Fame careers. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of MLB.com Extras as we focused in on the Miami Marlins. For Joe Fusaro, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.